Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson has thanked all those who have wished her well since she announced she is receiving treatment for breast cancer. There has been an outgoing of sympathy since the 50-year-old mother of six revealed she was taking 4 months off for treatment and recovery.
My whānau and I deeply appreciate every single little message, big message, email, text, phone calls. Really overwhelming, Dale, and once again I feel privileged and really well supported, and part of why I know I will come back is because there is mahi to do to make sure that all people have the support they need, including when they're facing health challenges.
Marama Davidson says there's still work to be done to ensure breast cancer screening reaches Māori and Pacific women equitably. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says making it easier to build granny flats could help Māori tackle the housing crisis. The government has called for submissions on its plan to change the Building Act and resource consent settings for structures of up to 60 square metres. It proposes small dwellings can be built in rural and residential zones without a building or resource consent as long as they meet criteria addressing structural integrity, fire safety, weather tightness, and sanitation. Mr. Jones says he expects the market will deliver a range of options.
If whānau and other providers can simplify the delivery of either factory-made or made-on-site 60 square metre granny flats where one or two people can live in them, and you can proceed without the inevitable bureaucratic interference, I think you'll see providers such as Papakāinga, garden variety Kiwis using this option.
Shane Jones says as a minister in the Helen Clark government, he opened the door for 10-metre square cabins. New Zealand First coalition with Labour allowed 30 square metre structures. The project director of New Zealand's first Māori language festival, Jeremy Tatari McLeod, says it will be an opportunity for all to embrace te reo Māori. Toitū Te Reo in Hastings on August 8th and 9th is a collaboration between Ngāti Kahungunu Incorporated, Hastings District Council and Mr. McLeod's cultural advisory company, Kauaka. He says they want to create a welcoming environment, whatever your level of proficiency. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou.